Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez says it is time for persons to discard hesitancy and get vaccinated against COVID-19. He is also encouraging the anti-vax population to reconsider their position in relation to vaccination.
I'm satisfied that in order for us to address all these challenges concerning COVID, the health, the economic, the social, including education, and the security, we have to get our vaccination rate up to herd immunity, population immunity, 75-80%. We are a long way from that. I know some public servants, nurses and the like, police, prison officers and so forth, are reluctant, have a hesitance. I say it's time to abandon your hesitance. Those who are anti-vax reflect on it, that you should take the vaccine. But if you have if you're in a frontline position and you don't take the vaccine, you wouldn't be able to go to work, and your absence from work would be taken as an act of misconduct. You may be disciplined under the public service regulations appropriately or by any other written law.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez. Regionally, Dominica has confirmed the presence of the Delta strain of the coronavirus and is urging citizens to get vaccinated to curb the spread of the virus in the country. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 18,139. Internationally, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said 70% of adults in the European Union were now fully vaccinated against COVID-19, hitting an end-of-summer target the bloc set for itself in January. Von der Leyen heads the European Union Commission, which is responsible for ordering vaccines for the EU's 27 member states, and had already announced in July that 70% of the adult population of the EU had received at least one dose. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization, WHO, says COVID jabs are needed for educators and students to keep schools open. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.